But critical to making this day happen is our Office of Planning and Programming staff who put in many, many hours compiling our multi-year program and many, many others. This multi-year program we are releasing today is perhaps the most significant ever for IDOT, showcasing the real strength and impact of Rebuild Illinois. At $41.42 billion over 6 years, it is the largest MYP in our state history. We literally have projects touching each and every one of the 102 counties we have in our great state. As the governor noted, the program identifies $29.65 billion, literally $30 billion, to invest in our roads and bridges over the next 6 years, including $5.3 billion for this upcoming fiscal year alone. And some of that work will be focused right here on I-55, where we are bringing in 49 bridges into a state of good repair and making improvements to enhance safety, traffic flow, and active transportation options at the interchanges with Harlem Avenue and Cicero Avenue in the latter year of the program. Combine those investments with nearly $12 billion identified for transit, rail, aviation, waterways, and bike and pedestrian accommodation, and you have a program that puts more work on the street than ever before. That was the promise of the governor's capital bill, capital program, when it was launched 5 years ago, a sustained commitment to investing in infrastructure over time and across all modes of transportation. And that's what we are continuing to deliver today. As always, we will be proceeding with a commitment, unvarnished commitment, to provide equity and build a workforce that reflects the diversity of our great state of Illinois. We won't have it any other way. We will not have it any other way. And that remains the blueprint as we rebuild Illinois.